Bitcoin implied volatility drops to 7-month low, despite macro risks. Bitcoin's options market is signaling calm at exactly the moment most macro screens are flashing red. Implied volatility on BTC has fallen to its lowest level in 7 months, according to a CoinDesk report published Thursday, even as oil prices climbed on doubts around the latest round of US-Iran talks and equities traded heavy into the European session. As of May 22, 2026, BTC trades at 77 sat of 389, down 0.62% on the day and 3.94% on the week, with ETH at 2,124, 5.8% on the week, and the Crypto Fear and Greed Index sitting at 40, or neutral. The price action looks weak. The options market disagrees about what comes next, a divergence between spot and options. Implied volatility is the options market's read on how much an asset is expected to move over a given window. When traders expect a sharp move, in either direction, they pay more for protection, and IV rises. When they expect range-bound trading, IV falls. A 7-month low in BTC IVOR means dealers and end users are paying the least for downside hedges and upside calls since October 2025. That is unusual against the current macro backdrop. Brent crude has rallied on the perception that US-Iran negotiations are stalling. Reuters reported Thursday that investors doubt a breakthrough is near, keeping a risk premium baked into oil. A higher oil price tightens inflation expectations, which historically pushes the Fed toward a more cautious posture and tends to drag risk assets, including BTC, lower. Bitcoin has already taken some of that hit. Yet the options market is not pricing further turbulence. IV compression even as macro risk builds. Three explanations fit the data. First, much of the bad news may already be in spot. BTC has dropped almost 4% on the week and ETH almost 6%. If positioning has already adjusted, the marginal buyer of protection thins out. Second, dealer hedging dynamics can suppress IV after a controlled move lower, especially if open interest is concentrated near strikes that have already been breached and gamma exposure is rebalancing. Third, summer is historically a period of compressed crypto volatility, and 2026 has so far followed that pattern. Whatever the cause, the result is the same. Option premiums are cheap. That has two practical implications for anyone with crypto card spending tied to a token balance. Cheap IV opens a hedging window for cardholders. For users who fund a crypto card from a BTC or ETH balance, options pricing is not just a trader's data point. Cards that require token staking, such as those from Crypto.com or Plutus, expose the holder to spot drawdown risk. A 10% token drop can erase months of cashback. Cheap implied volatility is the moment to consider buying protection rather than the moment to assume the calm continues. Out of the money puts, or simple sell and rebuy ladders, both look more attractive when IV is at a 7-month floor than when it spikes during the next leg down. For self-custody card users, spending directly from a wallet, the same logic applies in reverse. Cheap calls are a low-cost way to keep upside exposure on the BTC or ETH you have spent down without holding the underlying through a possible drawdown. Neither approach removes the risk, but both are cheaper today than they were a week ago. The setup heading into next week, the release calendar is the next test. U.S. data prints. Any concrete shift in U.S.-Iran diplomacy or a hawkish Fed comment could repricing IV upward in a single session. The Bitcoin Volatility Index has historically doubled inside 48 hours after a clear macro catalyst, and the further it falls into compression, the more violent the snapback tends to be when it arrives. Traders watching the option surface are not betting on direction here. They are betting that the next move, whenever it comes, will be larger than the market is currently paying for. The spot tape may have already drifted lower for the week, but the options market is telling you the real move has not happened yet.